Some Brief Valley Texts. Owl, Coyote, Soul, from the library in Wakwaha. Owl was flying in darkness. Its wings made no sound. There was no sound. Owl said itself to itself, "Hoo, hoo, hoo, hoo." Owl hears itself. That makes sound B. Sound comes into time, then, four times. Sound circles out on the waters of darkness, the airs of darkness, gyring outward from the open mouth of the owl. Like scum and broken twigs and wings of insects on pond water, things come to be, pushed by the circles moving outward. Near the owl's mouth, the sound is strong, and things move quickly and firmly and are distinct and strong. Moving outward, the circles grow large and weak, and things out there are slow and mixed and broken. But the owl flew on and went flying on, listening, hunting. One is not all, nor once always. Owl is not all, but only owl. Coyote was going along in the darkness, very sad, lonesome. There was nothing to eat in the darkness, nothing to see, no way. Coyote sat down in the darkness and howled, "Yow, yow, 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 yow." Coyote hears herself. That makes death be. Death comes into time, then, five times. Death shines. Death makes shining. Death makes brightness in water, brightness in air, brightness in being. Near Coyote's heart, the shining is strong, and things grow strong and warm and take fire. Farther outward, things are burnt, weak, dim, and cold. Coyote went on and goes along, hunting live things, eating dead things. Coyote is not life or death, but only coyote. Soul singing and shining goes outward towards the cold and dark. Soul silent and cold comes inward to the shining, to the singing at the fire. Owl flies without sound. Coyote goes in darkness. Soul listens and holds still. Person and Self, an offering by Old Jackrabbit of Telinana to his Heimas, the Serpentine. They say in the grass singing, "The universe is, and all there is inside that house of houses." Well, is the universe then a person? We speak as if to a person, saying heya to a stone, saying to the sun rising, "Heya, holy, I greet you." We cry out as if to a person when alone in the wilderness we cry, "Bless me as I bless you, help me in my weakness." Whom do we greet? Whom do we bless? Who helps? Maybe in all things there is one person, one spirit whom we greet in the rock and the sun and trust in all things to bless and help. Maybe the oneness of the universe manifests that one spirit, and the oneness of each being of the many kinds is a sign or symbol of that one person. Maybe so. People who say it is so call that person the self of all selves or the other of all others, the one eternal, the God. The lazy-minded may say that inside the rock a spirit lives, inside the sun a fiery person lives, but these say that in the universe the God lives as a human lives in a house or a coyote in the wilderness, having made it, keeping it in order. These people believe. They are not lazy-minded. Some other people are better at thinking than at believing, and they wonder and ask who it is that we greet, that we bless, that we ask for blessing. Is it the rock itself, the sun itself, all things in themselves? Maybe so. After all, we live in this house which makes itself and keeps itself. Why should a soul be afraid in its own house? There are no strangers. The walls are life, the doors are death. We go in and out at our work. I think it is one another whom we greet and bless and help. It is one another whom we eat. We are gatherer and gathered. Building and unbuilding, we make and are unmade. Giving birth and killing, we take hands and let go. Thinking human people and other animals, the plants, the rocks and stars, all the beings that think or are thought, that are seen or see, that hold or are held, all of us are beings of the nine houses of being, dancing the same dance. It is with my voice that the blue rock speaks, and the word I speak is the name of the blue rock. It is with my voice that the universe speaks, and the word I hear it speak when I listen is myself. Being is praise. I do not know what there is to believe. So I think that frightened I will trust, weak I will bless, suffering I will live. I think it is this way. Having asked for help, I will be silent, listening. I will serve no person and lock no door. So I think I will live in the valley as best I can, and so die here, coming in the open door. A list of things that will be needed 4 days from now. Found on a scrap of husk paper in a pasture near the Hayamas of Onmalin. 1. Very prickly round objects, such as certain seed pods. 2. Some pieces of broken red unglazed pottery. 3. Fine copper wire rolled around a wooden spool. 4. Artificial or found cylindrical objects with at least one flared end, not pierced. 5. Writing or markings of ink on thick paper. 6. Small discs that reflect light. 7. Chia seeds or dead ants. 8. A young donkey. 9. Rain. Crows, geese, rocks. Some remarks made by an old man of the Serpentine of Kostohana, Walnut of Bridgend House, in conversation with the editor, and recorded with his permission. You can tell by the way crows walk that they're in touch with things you need to know, but they don't want to tell them. When you see geese walking, you'd think they didn't know anything, wouldn't you? But when you see them flying, or when you listen to them on the water in their flocks and towns, talking, and they still keep talking all the time they fly, they talk as much as people do, and know more about the other side of the hills. When you see them flying, that writing, then you wish you could read it. Not all rocks are equally sensitive. Most basalt doesn't pay attention. It isn't listening. It's still thinking about the fire in the dark, perhaps. Serpentine rock is always sensitive. It's from both the water and the fire. It moved and flowed through other rocks to come to the air, and it's always on the point of breaking up, coming apart, turning into dirt. Serpentine listens and speaks. Flint is a strange rock. It stays locked up. Sandstone is a rock for the hands. They understand one another. We don't have limestone here in the valley. The finders bring pieces of it in. What I have seen of it is mortal and intellectual. It is a rock made out of lives. They say that where the land is made of limestone, the rivers run through it in caves underground and don't come out into the shining. That would be strange. I'd like to see such caves. Granite from the Range of Light is a community of rocks, very beautiful and powerful. When the mica is in it, glittering, like light on the sea, that is a wonderful thing. Obsidian is glass, of course, and so are pumice and the ash rock from around Amakolkan. They have the character of glass, the edge and flow, and they hold light. They are dangerous rocks. In general, rocks aren't living in the same way or at the same pace that we are. But you can find a rock, maybe a big boulder, maybe a little agate in a stream bed, and by looking carefully at it, touching it or holding it, listening to it, or by a little talking and singing, a small ceremony, or being still and quiet with it, you can enter into the rock's soul to some extent, and the rock can enter into yours, if it's disposed to. Most rocks live a long time. They've lived a long time before we passed them, and they'll live a long time after. Some of them are very old, grandchildren of the coming-to-be of the earth and sun. If there were nothing else to be known from them, that would be enough, their long age of being. But there is much other knowledge in rocks. There are things that can be understood only with the help of rocks. They will help people who handle and study and work with them with pleasure and respect, with mindfulness. The Black Beetle Soul. from the library of the Black Adobe Lodge in Sinshan. There are the souls that most people have heard about, and that superstitious people will tell you about, talking away. But the more the mind seeks to know certainly about the souls, the harder it gets to say anything about them at all. It is hard to know a soul. It is the knower knowing knowing. Images are knowledge of the soul. Words are images of images. The deepest of the souls has this image. It smells of the underground and is like a beetle, a mole, or a dark worm. Sometimes it is called the black beetle soul, or the dark string, or the death soul. It is not a shadow or image of the body, any more than the body alive or dead is an image of it. It eats shit and shits food. While other souls and their body are awake, it usually sleeps, and it is waking up while they go to sleep. They pass each other then, but do not turn their heads. While the body is dying, the death soul is coming alive. It is what forgets. It makes mistakes, accidents, and many dreams. They say it inhabits the basements of the 9 houses. It receives its body very tenderly at death and takes it into the dark. When rain falls on the ashes of the cremated body, the death soul may come up into the air. It is blind and immensely wealthy. If you go down into its dwelling places, you will be given much. The problem is how to carry it back with you. When you speak to the deep soul, you must shut your eyes. When you leave it, you may not look back. When rain falls on a fire, the death souls come into the air, darkening the air. The time they come is at the beginning of the rainy season, when the nights grow long and there is smoke in the air, the time when the house rejoining is built. A vest or coat of moleskin is worn by people of the Black Adobe Lodge when they sing or teach or dream. A black string may be tied around the dancer's arm or heart or head. A beetle may show them the way. There is no way to know this soul. It is the inmost. A person dies to it. End of side 8. Change side selector switch. This book is continued on the next cassette. Praising the Oaks, a teaching rubric from the Serpentine Hayamas in Sinshan. 5 oaks, the round head, with the long acorn on the seaward slopes, the furrow bark of our chaparral, the gray-barked long cup, the great oak of the mountains, the tanner's oak with buckeye blossom and acorn seed, they keep their leaves in the rainy season. 4 oaks, the blue leaf that wants dry earth at its root, the lobe-leafed fine wood of the hills, the black-barked red leaf of the high hills, and the valley oak, great-girthed, shady, praised by scriveners, that lives by the waters and on sunlit hills, they lose their leaves in the rainy season. These are the 9 noble and pleasant oaks,